you can tell everybody. Yeah, you can tell everybody. Go ahead and tell everybody. I'm the man, I'm the man, I'm the man. Yes, I am, yes, I am, yes, I am. I'm the man, I'm the man, I'm the man.
Rocking a 42 in my Dodger fit. Gripping the arm that was just like by a bitch. Crowd the opposite, saying that I should quit, but I love the wall of it. You can hate, but you can't hurt me. You can hate, but you can't hurt me. And my worth is safe, I can leave this earth today. Gassed up on grace, how they gon' circle K?
I don't want no new Bugatti. Put me in Nimble County. Liberia, I'm serious. Mosquito neck in my Bible. On concrete bed, I'm still smiling. Ain't eating much, but I'm smiling. I'd rather be in the jungle than the will of God than anywhere else outside it. Boy, I'm in this life, but my hope ain't in this life. A good career book for years, a book and peers, a good look just won't suffice. But homie, my life is hidden in Christ. My life is hidden in Christ. Give me 99 problems plus one God here. The result is
all I really know is 100, nothing left. 100, till nothing left. All I really know is 100, nothing left. 100, till nothing left. All I really know is 100.
Ain't nothing you can tell him. Yes, he's the generous type, but you face him, you will take that L in. No, our God won't fail us. We know from where our help comes. So I put my life at stake, though it might be blood. I want that well done. 100.
If we flipping burgers, if we flipping houses, when our bank accounts don't mean nothing. And if we paid a lot, or if we paid a bit, we gon' be going in, cause he's coming. We tryna be the best that we can be and rest so that the world can see that he's done it. No matter who cuts the checks or where we working at, man, we work for him and we love it.
Faithful servant, a life full of pushback. At that moment, we'll all be worth it. Cause my work is worship. And when he comes back for his church all over the earth, we'll be giving no less than what he gave us first.
100.
Yeah, y'all, that right there was KB100. I'm Mike Bell. I'm so glad that you guys could join me again for another episode of Press Podcast. For those who might be listening for the first time, PRESS is an acronym. It stands for Putting Relentless Emphasis on Seizing Success. And my definition of success is when you find your God-given purpose and you begin to walk in it. At that point, you're successful. You're at the place that God wants you to be. That in itself, in the will of God, is success. So I'm excited, man. I'm hyped about this episode. I'm hyped because that track right there got me hyped. I am so hyped to the point where we're going to name this episode 100. And regardless of your ethnicity or your background, when you pronounce this, it's not going to be 100. It's going to be
100.
As you can see, that's how I've named it in the description. So, listen, I want to talk to you today about giving 100%. Because for me, I don't know about you, but in 2015, my determination is to give 100% of my dedication, 100% of my effort, 100% give my all, man. I don't want to leave nothing. I don't want to say that I had nothing left in the tank when 2016 comes. I don't want to say that there was a chance that I could have took that I didn't take in 2015. That the things that are within God's will, the things that I feel that God is leading me to do. So I will pose to you a question. Question I will pose to you is, what percentage would you put yourself at right now as far as effort towards getting to your goal? Have you really been given 100, or have you been given like 60, 70? Because this is the problem that I find, especially with those of us who believe, man, especially with those of us who put our faith in God, because sometimes we tend to think that we're going to do 60, 70% and then grace is just going to step in and take the rest. And what that does is that ends up putting you in a position of frustration, because now you're frustrated at God because it seems like he's not doing what he's supposed to do, or he's not doing what you expected him to do. But what I'm suggesting to you is that God, and I believe in grace, I love grace, God's unmerited favor, the fact or the idea that God would do something for us that we don't deserve, something that we are totally not worthy of, I'm with that. But the problem is, for me, on the other hand, when I feel like that, because when I begin to feel like that grace is owed to me, when I begin to feel like I don't have a part to play, I'm just gonna kick my feet up in life and watch God rain down blessings, and all of a sudden, all of the stuff that, all of my dreams are gonna come true without me going and putting forth any effort. I feel like that's where a lot of us get caught up and a lot of us get thrown off, man, because, you know, we're in the faith and we don't really know how to go about believing. We don't know how to go about believing for our dreams, because we know that we're supposed to trust God, and you do. You're supposed to trust God with all your heart. But God is a God of principles, right? God is a God of principles, not just grace. The grace didn't come and erase the principles. You know, kind of like give and it shall be given. Press down right now. Okay, so that's a principle. And God is a God of principles. All throughout the Bible, we see principles that God put in place that you actually don't even have to be a believer to follow. Like all of these billionaire dudes, and don't get it twisted, see, I haven't even talked about money. We haven't even talked about money as a means to success, because I believe that our society has blinded us to what true success really is anyway. So it didn't have anything to do with money. But all of these rich billionaire dudes, they follow these principles. They actually follow biblical principles. That's the only reason, man, they follow biblical principles. They might not know that they're following biblical principles, but they are following biblical principles. But for us, we tend to think that we can just kind of sit back and let God do it all. And I think, you know, just like I'll even go as far as to break it down biblically. You know how, you know, the Bible says that because grace abounds, you know, do we sin all the more? Like, does that give us, because we know that God is faithful and just to forgive us, cleanse us from all unrighteousness, but does that give us a golden ticket to go sin? No. May it never be, as Paul said. That doesn't give us a golden ticket to go sin. That's abusing God's grace, right? But on the same token, I believe that when we don't put forth 100% of our effort, and we don't put forth 100% diligence to see our goals and our dreams become a reality, and we just kind of sit back and say, I'm waiting on God to do it, I feel like that's taking advantage of His grace also. That's abusing His grace also. Because He doesn't owe us anything. And He said in the book of Proverbs that the sluggard craves and gets nothing, but the desires of the diligent are fully satisfied. So who's a sluggard? Is that just talking about somebody who's not saved? Nah, man, that's talking about anybody who's not giving 100%. That's talking about anybody who's not really for real serious about where they're trying to go. So back to the question, at what percentage would you rate yourself right now? Would you say that you've been given 80% towards getting where you want to be? Or have you been given 50% and blaming somebody else for why you can't get there? You know, something interesting that I found out when there was a study that showed when people had terminal illnesses and they believed that they were at the end of their life, they began to accomplish more than they ever accomplished in their entire lives. They began to put forth such an effort to see things done before they left that it easily outweighed anything that they ever done in their life. Because they were living with the knowledge that they were gonna die, right? But the question though for us is, what's the difference? Because we're all living with the knowledge that we're gonna die, and we don't know when either. So we're no different than the person with the terminal illness who was all of a sudden told by the doctor that they got 6 months to live. And now they go out and they begin to fulfill all of their lifelong dreams. But who's to say that you don't have 6 months? Not trying to say that for anybody, not trying to put that on anybody, but just hypothetically, who's to say how long we got left to fulfill those things, man? Your dreams, your skills, your talents, your gifts will all die with you. Nobody else in the world, I said this before, that the chances of you being born the way you are, with the skills that you have, with the personality that you have, it was 1 in 400 trillion. The chances of it happening, 1 in 400 trillion. So there's nobody else like you. So with God's grace in mind, I feel like I owe it to Him to give my 100% to the thing that He's called me to do. Regardless of what obstacles, regardless of what comes my way, I gotta pour out my all, man. I gotta give my all to the very last drop. I wanna encourage you that today, if you haven't been given 100, man, like for real, you know, I don't know where you at right now with 100, but I know where I'm at. And I want to encourage you as we go on this journey, because I told you from the very first episode that I'm in this thing with you. I'm in this thing. We're in this thing together. Like, I'm not claiming to have arrived anywhere, to have it all together. But I want to encourage you, man, to begin now. Like, we're in the month of February. We're in the month of February. The year is still fresh. Begin to give 100%. One reality that dawned on me while I was thinking about, you know, doing this particular show about the percentage, because one wise saying that I've heard is, how you do anything is how you do everything. I'm gonna say it again. How you do anything is how you do everything. So chances are, if your work station at work is sloppy and it's cluttered, then chances are your car might be sloppy or cluttered. your car's cluttered, sloppy. Chances are your house might be cluttered, sloppy. If that's cluttered, then the chances are your finances might be cluttered, sloppy. How you do anything is how you do everything. So if you begin to give 100%, let's just say, I'm gonna go to work tomorrow and I'm gonna give my 100%. Like, I'm not gonna cut no corners. I'm not gonna try to lie so I can get off early. I'm not gonna try to manipulate anything. I'm gonna give my 100%, right? And we begin a habit and begin a routine, begin a cycle of giving 100. And that will then spread over into every other area of our lives. When we give 100%, the fruit of that is blessing, man. When we give 100%, the fruit of our diligence is the desires of our heart. But if we're not giving 100%, like, how can we expect to reap a return of 100%? Like, the Bible says, whatsoever a man sow, that shall he also reap. We talking about 100%. Like, for real, man, this year, starting right now, let's make a decision not to look for no more shortcuts. Let's make a decision to not always look for the easy way out of stuff. Because, see, that was my problem. I'm looking for the easiest, quickest way possible to get stuff done. When really, in reality, that's not giving 100%. If you always looking for the easy way out, I said this before, I'm gonna say it again. If you only do the things in life that are easy, your life will be hard. If you do the things that are hard, your life will be easy. If you give 100% now, you'll be setting yourself up for a 100% return in the future. But your life today, my life today, where I am right now is the sum total of my effort that I gave forth in the past. So I'm kind of eating the fruit that I sowed in the past right now. And when I look at that fruit and it's not what I want it to be, well, the thing that I can link that to is the amount of effort that I've put forth before now. Matter of fact, I can link that to the amount of effort that I need to put forth today going forward. See, I've got to get out of the mindset that things are just going to be okay. Things are not just going to be okay. I've got to give 100% effort. Listen, I'm Mike Bell. I'm almost out of time. I want to thank you guys again for joining me for another episode of Press Podcast. Listen, if this show is blessing you, if, you know, you're getting some good encouragement, please drop me a line. Leave me some feedback on iTunes. Email me at presspodcast15@gmail.com. Let me know what you think about the show and if you're getting anything out of it. Look, what's the difference between winners and losers? Winners give 100% every time till there's nothing left. I'm Mike Bell. I see y'all next time on Press Podcast.
Well, you can tell everybody. Yeah, you can tell everybody. Go ahead and tell everybody. I'm the man, I'm the man, I'm the man. Yes, I am, yes, I am, yes, I am. I'm the man, I'm the man, I'm the man.